space network. And intern space network is developed to support the smart applications of use cases in ONAP. So first part of a topic, give the progress of R8 intern translation and the proposal of R9 intern instance introduced to support E2E slicing and CCVPN use cases. Second part of a topic, introduce the proposal of closed loop CCVPN intent guarantee, and it will be reported by Henry. So here start the first part. Today I'm going to talk about the use case scenarios supported by the network. The current version is focused on two scenarios, namely end-to-end slicing and CCVPN, while the participating units of a project are China Telecom, Huawei, CMCC, and Wipro. Well, the main content of this presentation is firstly, the basic introduction of intent-based network, then the progress of related standardization organizations and academic research. The third part is a model of IBM based on the minimized components of the ONAP architecture. The next session shows some of the major features we have implemented in recent releases, including the intern translation function based on the UI in version R8, and also in R9 version, we implemented intern instance management and application based on AI. Our plan is to achieve intent verification based on DCAE in the next release. The fifth part is about the support of two use cases for ONAP at this stage, including the support of end-to-end slicing and the support of CCVPN scenarios. And last, there are some still technical issues and discussions for future development, mainly including how to conduct online training of artificial intelligence and digital twin technology. Okay, the figure on the right is based on the architecture of ITO's intent network. As you can see, the user transfers and distributes the intent, and at the same time, a closed loop guarantee of intent based on the monitoring of the underlying data of the network is formed. The closed loop guarantee of intent also returns the network state to the user, forming a downward process and also an upward process. And China Telecom has taken the lead in the ITU, ESTI, and the CCSA project work. As the chart shows, the 3GPP has a standard for intent-driven wireless network management orchestration, TS, which is carried over from TR. And the work of IETF is still basically drafts at this stage, and then there are some projects in CCSA. In terms of relevant academic research, there are two typical literature reviews. One is called A Survey on Intent-Driven Networks, and the second one is called Recent Advances in Intent-Based Networking, A Survey. So in terms of the IBM model, our team gave a basic model of intention network based on the existing components. Based on this model, we will carry on subsequent iterations. The main functions include intention input and translation functions in UI. A model trained by natural language processing algorithms is required. At the same time, based on the user's intention, the closed loop intention management function is implemented in DCAE, which mainly includes intention monitoring and analysis. Then Artificial algorithms are used to implement the two parts of intent, decision, and performing respectively. But we store the user's real-time intent in AI and provide two ways, as the picture shows, for intention storage. One is to directly send user intent to AI and then send it to DCAE. And the other is a use case oriented approach, where EUI sends other intent to a use case based on ISO orchestration management. And then the use case sends user intent to AI for DCAE to store. While the intent performing is still based on the existing interface, and then some policy configuration is done and sent down through the domain controller. In a complete intent network model, we also need an intent verification function, which is mainly based on the digital twin technology in the right picture. However, currently there is few support for it in the existing components of UNAP and also on the third-party platforms. So we will add it later, but at this stage, it is not yet possible to implement the intention verification function. And regarding our work in recent versions in R8, we have implemented the UI-based intent translation function. The user's input of voice or text is translated into the parameters of the corresponding network slices through the natural language processing algorithm model. And after these parameters are filled, automatically the slices are configured and sent through the end-to-end slicing process. And in the R9 version, we implement the storage and management of AI-based intent instance. Intent instance is created to save the user's real-time intent or network parameters and connected service ID in AI. The user's intent is stored from the UI or SO to the intent instance in the AI, and then DCAE component calls the intent instance in the AI through the interface. The diagram on the right shows the detailed process. It consists of three parts. So the first is to create intent instance, and the second is to update it, and finally is to close intent instance. Well, the next part describes the support of the intent network for two existing UNAP use cases. The first part is an overview of an existing closed loop structure for end-to-end slicing. To begin with, the 5G network sends IFM and PM data to DCAE to monitor the network state. And when the network state cannot meet the user's demand, it can trigger the modification of the network policy configuration to achieve the modification of the slice intents or policy to achieve the modification of the slice parameters. The modification request is executed through SO, and then 5G network is controlled in the domain controller to make some modifications to the network state. Well, our work is to be able to receive the user intent information we provide while DCAE monitors the underlying network data. First, the user provides his user intent in the UI, and then the user intent is stored in AI through two ways. Just like I said before, one is through the use case in the ISO, and the other is directly through the UI. And then the user intent instance is bound to the service ID so that a part, DCAE part, can query the user intent stored in AI. So as a result, DCAE can monitor and analyze the underlying network data While also incorporating user intents for monitoring and analysis, and then achieve closed loop control of the network based on the existing end-to-end slicing of the closed loop. So at the same time, DCAE can also feedback the network status to users through UI so that users can easily perceive the change of network status and the prediction of subsequent potential changes in a timely manner. And users can update their intent at the same time. And the part of DCAE can monitor the update of users' intent. Our support for CCVPN is similar. This is the existing closed-loop architecture of CCVPN. In fact, this closed loop is exactly the same as a previous page, so there's not much further explanation. The relevant data is also stored in the AAI. The work we do is the same. We implement the intent input and translation in the UI. Then we send it to SO and we store the intent instance in AI. Then we'll get the network monitoring data from DCAE and then add a new network monitoring and a feedback to the user.
Hey, Alba, may I ask a question now or do you prefer wait until you finish?
I prefer it when we all finish because
okay.
Here's
right,
the next
sure.
part by Henry.
Okay, no problem. Yeah
so I will continue. And for the next part, I will introduce you a platform called Archimus AI. Archimus Artificial Intelligence is a joint platform for managing artificial intelligence and machine learning applications and sharing artificial models, which allows users to export instant launched artificial applications as containers to run in a public cloud or private environment. We are considering to conduct online training of artificial intelligence through this platform for future development. And then what is the digital twin? And we have to consider what kind of needs do we have? So we may have two solutions. One is to add a new component, a new part on the input side. And then the other is to access a third party platform to implement such a function. So now for the next part, let's welcome Henry for a detailed explanation for CCVPN support for intent. So Henry,
okay.
Are you ready?
Hi, yes. Thanks, Alba. Hi, everyone. I think this is one of the presentations that we have more time than the content, I guess. please ask your questions. This is actually a discussion rather than just a one-way talk. We like welcome the community to give us the feedback. Hold on. And I lost the screen. Alba, are you giving me the screen to share or?
Yes, you can just share your screen.
All right. Okay. Yeah, sorry about that. Look at that. Okay. Slideshow. Okay. As said, I'm gonna discuss the CCVPN support for intent, followed the good presentation from Alba about the intent-based network use case.